not a defence in Ireland can hold the great David Clifford, and that was a magnificent effort by Stewartstown today. David Clifford was by far the difference between those teams. You could possibly have been winning that game by 6 or 7 points had he not been there.
Look, I think we're up for the task, and I think he's an unbelievable forward. He's the best forward in Ireland by a mile. But I thought Darren had him up until the red card. He was doing very well on him. Nobody's going to keep him out of the game, and ultimately after Darren relented, he stepped it up, kicked a few points. And I thought that every man that went on to him done themselves proud, because he's just a difference maker in any game he's been playing in. And look, we're just devastated here.
It was a heroic performance by Stewartstown. Every man raised his game, played, you know, and you know, Croke Park is a difficult place to come to, and none of you had ever played in a game like this before. But what an effort from your team.
Yeah, we've been training for this all year. We've set our sights after with one game at a time. We took Tyrone, took Ulster, and we'd no fear, absolutely no fear going into this game. That two of the top players in Ireland, the two Cliffords, like, and it's just hard to put into words, like, the effort out there. Every lad can prepare themselves and stepped onto that pitch today. They done worked their socks off, and it's just, ultimately, it's just devastating to be on the losing end of it, but there has to be a loser, and unfortunately it was us.
You've lost an All-Ireland final to a team inspired by possibly the greatest player that the GAA has ever seen, but it's been a season of building for Stewartstown. It's been a season of development, and you've got yourselves back up to intermediate football. It's a club on the rise.
Yeah, look, it's to be in an All-Ireland final at any level is great. Last year was a tough year, going down into junior football, but we're talking in our stride. Two great men came in, Blake and Pete, changed the whole mindset of the club and changed the whole mindset of the players in that dressing room, and just lifted the whole spirits of the team. And every game, that's, we've just kept upping it and upping it, and luck to be back in intermediate football is great, but would have liked to have won that game today too.
Disappointing way to finish the game. You had three men sent off in the closing stages, four in total. It's not something that you reflect on with any great pride, but your performance outside of that was just brilliant.
Yeah, look, one man sent off was bad enough, but then things just got a bit ragged. We were chasing the game towards the end, and I'm not going to say anything about the red cards. I didn't actually see anything in, but I don't know if Darren deserved to be sent off. I didn't see it. The linesman called it, but look, ultimately, four red cards in the game is not ideal, especially when you're up against a club like Fossen, a club that has the two Cliffords in it, and it's just, it's hard to put into words.
Yeah, you've got to put this behind you now. The club season will be starting soon. It's a big task playing against high quality teams in intermediate football in Tyrone. So that's the big emphasis now.
Yeah, look, intermediate football. You see Yalbley sitting out there in an All Ireland final too, and I just wish them the best of luck. Intermediate football in Tyrone is, I would argue, it would be the toughest in Ireland. It's top quality teams, every single one. And seen even in junior football there, Strabane, Zahaloos, teams like that there, Drumrah, run us close to the year, and Tyrone football, it's in a good place in junior and intermediate and senior too. You've seen Urgell Kieran pushing Glenn now sitting in an All-Ireland final too. But look, I wish Galway now the best of luck, and wish all the rest of the Ulster teams in it the best of luck too. Hopefully they can get over the line.